Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We begin this hour with a very special look at the diversity of the U.S. economy. We got a hint of that yesterday when we told you about this map of median incomes in states, cities, and counties around the nation based on the latest census figures released this week. Our producing partner, WNYC, created this interactive map where you can see where the median income, what the exact middle is in your own community. So we asked you out there to go see where you fit. If you find that you are right in the middle, we said, contact us. Tell us your profession, how you feel about your life right now. Well, the map became so many names out there as we got contacts from all over the country, hearing from a diverse group of folks inhabiting the middle. Not average or middle class, median, smack dab in the middle in places all over the country. Well, to help us bring this median income map alive, we've got four examples, four great and very, very different examples of folks in the middle. Margaret is a self-employed mud logger in Dickinson, North Dakota. Margaret, I'm going to call you North Dakota oil boomer. Welcome.
Thank you, John. That's quite flattering. I'm going to have to, put that in my resume perhaps next time.
And Margaret McGlynn, you are single, right?
Yes, correct. I'm single.
And you're self-employed, and how much do you make?
Just shy of 100 a year, so 80 to 100.
80 to 100, and that is median in the oil-booming state of our community of North Dakota, right, Margaret?
Yes, absolutely. I'm doing well, but it would definitely be one of the more modest oil rig salaries.
Okay, also with us is Tim Wood, who's I've dubbed New England journalist. You're the editor of a weekly newspaper in the Cape Cod area. Hey, Tim.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Were you surprised to discover you were in the middle?
We kind of knew that. We keep tabs on things here at our newspaper, so we pretty much know what the income levels are in our area.
And collectively, your income falls where?
It falls about the middle of the range for our region, about $60,000 to $70,000 a year. My wife is self-employed, so her income can go up and down.
All right. And Tanya joins us. Tanya Lundberg joins us from Northville, Michigan. Tanya, I've dubbed you Michigan Six Figures. You're doing pretty well here. What's your number?
Our household income is about $185,000 a year for 2013.
And what do you and your husband do?
I'm an attorney, and my husband is a web developer.
Were you surprised to learn that you're in the middle?
It often does not feel like we are in the middle for our community, for Northville. But in southeastern Michigan, I'm not surprised if we're in the middle.
Javiz joins us. Javiz Cruthard. He's in Pompano Beach, Florida. Javiz, welcome.
Thank you, Ari.
Now, I've dubbed you Florida Single Dad. What's your number?
I'm at 33,000.
And as a single dad, how do you feel about being in the middle? Do you feel middle-ish, or do you feel more like you're closer to the bottom?
I definitely feel closer to the bottom.
And what do you do?
I'm a distribution supervisor for a oxygen company.
Oxygen company. You make you distribute medical devices?
Yeah, they're portable devices that they make oxygen for our patients.
Were you surprised to learn that you were in the middle in your community?
And I was very surprised by that.
What do you think that says about Pompano Beach, Florida? Tell me a little bit about the community there.
It's not nice. I don't think it's nice, at least, compared to the other places I lived in. So finding out that I was in the middle was a little shocking because I expected it was weird to me.
All right. I want to ask each one of you, and again, we've got Florida single dad, New England journalist, North Dakota oil boomer, and Michigan Six Figures. To each one of you, are you feeling like your trend line is up, that you're heading higher than the middle, or are you slipping back below the middle? Tanya, Michigan Six Figures, you're first.
We're trending up. Both of our jobs seem secure. We both get annual raises. And, of course, as an attorney, I hope to make partner within the next 5 to 6 years.
So that's pretty positive.
We think so, yeah.
Congratulations. Margaret,
Thank you.
About you, North Dakota oil boomer? You moving forward or slipping back?
Oh, definitely forward. Like, I will say the price of oil can be a little bit erratic. So that's always a concern with the consistency of our jobs, you know, coming forward in the next decade. But for now, me and my colleagues, and particularly people my age, like, it's been such a nice opportunity to be able to get out of student debt so quickly out of college. So, being able to go into our 30s and onwards without any debt, I definitely upwards.
So you're 28 years old.
Correct, yep.
And you're unmarried. You don't mind me sharing these personal details with our colleagues here, do you?
No, not at all. If anybody knows any, like, hot single guys, you know,
all right,
hello.
Great, good. That's why we're here in public radio. And you are living with your mother there in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, and I would like to say, in my defense, that's very unique to this area as well, because the rental prices here went up very quickly after the oil boom. So a lot of people my age have ended up moving in back with their parents if they didn't buy before the prices became ridiculous. It's like New York City loft prices for the prairies, and that's not reasonable. Locals are not going to pay that.
All right, but so you must be socking it away. Do you have a savings account?
Yes, savings, you know, maxing out my retirement. I think I'm fairly responsible. I have fun, but it's important to remember that the oil industry is erratic and, you know, our salaries aren't guaranteed every year.
28 years old, single, living with mom and maxing out her retirement. Tim, New England journalist there in Chatham, Massachusetts, in the Cape Cod area. How does that make you feel?
Well, I think we're sort of treading water here, so I feel a little ambiguous about that. But my newspaper does okay. We've managed to sort of hold the line as opposed to other newspapers. But we haven't really been able to increase our salaries too much. Health insurance costs go up every year. That's a major issue for us. We live comfortably. You know, we send our kids to public school, but we give them good, healthy food. But we don't have any real luxuries, I don't think.
It sounds like you're doing a great job as a parent and as a provider. But what's your situation as far as retirement and savings is concerned?
We don't have much savings. We just bought a car and we use some of our savings for that, so we wouldn't have a car payment. We both, my wife and I, have IRAs that we try to max out every year. I don't have a 401k. Saving for college for our two boys is right now sort of out of our reach, and that, you know, causes us some sleepless nights.
All right, so Javiz Cruthard, you're sort of at the low end numerically speaking, but again, in Pompano Beach, Florida, you're in the middle. Javiz, do you feel like you're moving upwards or slipping back?
I feel like I'm kind of stagnant, because anytime I've gotten a raise, it seems like the spending power of my dollar has gone down. So it seems like I'm always just where I was before. I don't really see much of a difference. I can't really save any money. I used to put money into the 401k that I have, and I had to stop doing that because it was actually taking too much money away that I could actually use for bills that I have right now. Even as far as my daughter's concerned, I haven't been able to put anything towards her college education at all. So I don't feel like that I've moved at all. Even though I've gone up with my yearly pay, I don't feel like it's doing me any better at all.
Now, for you, if you were going to do something, make a radical step of one kind or another that might push you ahead of the middle, or improve your situation, or make you feel like you weren't stagnant, what do you think that would be?
I've looked into is just opening my own business. I know there's risk involved with that, but that as far as I'm concerned, I think that's my best option, is opening my own business.
All right, so we've got Javiz Cruthard, who's Florida single dad. We've got Tim Wood, New England journalist in Chatham, Massachusetts. We've got Margaret McGlynn, who's a North Dakota oil boomer. And we've got Tanya Lundberg, who's an attorney and pulls in six figures in Michigan. Any questions any of you have for any other of you about your experience? What are your impressions of this very, very different experience of living in the middle? Anybody?
I'd be curious as to how health insurance and healthcare costs affect other people. I know for us, we pay 13 to 15% of our income for both insurance and healthcare costs. And if we didn't have that expense, even half that expense, we'd feel we'd be doing a lot better economically.
Javiz, you've alluded to your healthcare issue, right?
Yeah, it's I'd say it's comparable to his as well. I've opted not to take it because My daughter is on her mother's insurance, so I'm not really concerned about her insurance. As far as myself, I don't use my company's insurance. Although with the law passing, I'll have to make use of it, and that's actually bothering me.
Tanya?
I honestly have no idea what we spend on health care. It comes directly out of my husband's paycheck, and we just pay our co-pays when we have to go to the doctor.
Boy, that is...
I don't think it affects us.
That is a radically different experience from our other two. Margaret, how about you? You're 28 years old. Are you going to join Obamacare? You're one of the target population there.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I have much of a choice. I just got a letter the other day that my health insurance was going up. So I do notice that. I mean, you've probably noticed my accent. I've lived in countries where you don't have to pay health insurance at all. And so it's always a bit jarring.
So any final thoughts from any of you about discovering that you're in the middle?
Well, I'd just like to say about North Dakota and the oil money here. Something North Dakota does really well that I find very charming is that their status symbols aren't as outwardly visible as a place like North Dakota or London. So you'll be sitting in a bar here next to an oil millionaire, and you wouldn't even know that. So I think visibly our community remains very staunchly middle class wherever you look.
Interesting. So the diverse experience, it's America. You might be sitting next to a millionaire in North Dakota. Tanya Lundberg, doing very, very well, doesn't even know what she's spending on health insurance, while Tim Wood and Javiz definitely know exactly what the percentage is of their health care. The middle is a very, very different experience. As far as I'm concerned, you guys are way above the middle in our book. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Javiz Crewthard, Tim Wood, Margaret McGlynn, and Tanya Lundberg. You can go to thetakeaway.org and see their statistics and learn a little more about them. So the map that inspired those folks to contact us, you can check out at thetakeaway.org. It's made by our friends at producing partner WNYC, and it relies on the newest income data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Some more data points. George from Plano, Texas says, my wife and I are in the middle tax bracket, but it feels like we're losing ground as our income stagnates. Even if taxes stay the same, we're seeing backdoor taxes in the form of fees and rising costs like tuition, licensing, and virtually all the things needed to change our station. And here from Grand Prairie, Texas, I'm in the lower end, but I'm climbing up. This is mainly due to some major lifestyle changes in the past year that I've made to use my money much more efficiently. Call us with your wisdom, your tips, your situation, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Be a part of the conversation. Find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.